Hello, mate. Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you today?
Yeah, there's something about the purge come through or something of Moncrief. Oh, I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, just let me check. There is an order placed of a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction from your end?
Not at all, no. Not at all. Is that good?
Yes. Let me check that for you. And just, I have just located the IP address, sir, and it is showing me California, U.S. I do believe you live in Australia. That's correct.
That's correct. Yes. So that's a credit card fraud, I think.
Yes, it's definitely a identity theft. Yes, what is happening? Some people are misusing your information, and they might are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase right now. Okay. For canceling this purchase, there is an online procedure, sir, you need to follow. So what kind of device are you using? What type of cell phone? Is that an Android or it's an iPhone, sir?
It's an iPhone, yes.
Can you put me on speaker on this iPhone so that I can help you out for canceling this purchase right now? And block this purchase.
You're on speaker now.
Okay, now on your iPhone there is an application which says App Store. Could you please find it out and open it up? App Store?
Yeah, okay. App Store, yeah, okay.
Now after opening up the App Store, at the right down bottom corner, what do you see? Service icon,
yeah.
Do you see on the right hand side down bottom corner?
Search.
Yeah, touch on that.
Yeah.
After giving the click on the search, at the very top, you need to type over there A as in Apple, the letter A.
Just type Apple, is it?
No, the letter A, only the letter A.
Okay, there, right, yeah.
Then N as in November, the letter N.
Yeah.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yeah, got that.
D as in David, D.
D.
Now, do you see any option comes up services, any desk?
Yep, I've got any desk, yep.
Click on that. Now, through this right now, you will be getting the 9-digit cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So, over there, do you see any option come up which says any desk and right next to it, get?
I've got any desk. Any desk for my desk.
The Anydex remote desk. The Anydex remote desk, click on that, touch on that, and there will be option that says get. When you see the open option, just do let me know.
Yeah. So it sounds like I need to cancel my credit card, doesn't it?
No, you don't have to cancel your credit card. Right now, we will block those overseas people who are misusing your information directly from your server, because through your internet, they are getting your identity right now. That's the reason.
Alright, so I've got any desk and then I've got a number. Any desk.
Yeah, help me out with the number. Once again, confirm me slowly.
Okay, number 169-664-813.
Okay, now for canceling this purchase, sir, right now you will see get a security warning from the secure server of eBay. Right now, if you see the security warning, just let me know. There will be a security warning coming up. No, just be on that page that you will receive a security warning. On the security, do you see the security warning came up, anything like that? At the bottom of the security warning, there is the option which says, I am aware of this risk, I trust this call, like that. Give a click on the check boxes and then hit on accept.
Accept.
It will come up, just hold for it. It will be in counting mode. It will come up within 10 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Accept that.
Then would you like to view your desk? So I do.
Yes. Accept. Accept. Accept.
Okay.
Now, do you see Start Broadcast? Click on Start Broadcast.
Yeah.
Now, just hold for a moment. Do not do anything. Just be on that page right now. I will help you out first of all. Yeah, right now we are canceling the purchase and blocking those overseas people who are misusing your information right now from your internet connection, because they are doing it from California. I have just looked. I will show you first of all the IP location from where they are doing that and how they are doing that. Now, do you see a big black box and there is a white area outside of the big black box? Give a touch on the white area. Now, go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen. Yes, go back to your home screen. Yes. Now, open up your settings from your cell phone. Can you open up your settings?
Hold on. Okay, I've done that.
Now, on your settings, just little bit go down. There is an option which says display and brightness. Do you see that? Do it slowly. Display and brightness. Yes, click on that. Now, just go down and there is an option which says auto lock. You need to click on that auto lock and make it never. Do you see auto lock and there is an option coming up which says never? Click on that right now.
I don't understand what I'm doing. What am I doing there?
Right now, I will show you who are the persons misusing your information from California. Just look at in the IP address. Click on never and I will let you know over there right now.
I'm a bit nervous about this whole thing. I don't understand.
I'll make you understand first. Go back to your home screen. And do you use Safari or do you use Google Chrome? Can you tell me?
Safari.
Open up a Safari. You don't know that you are having an eBay account, but they have created an eBay account using your information, placing this kind of order using your information. I will just show you from where they are doing that. Open up a Safari new page. Open up a Safari. Now, at the very bottom, there is the option where you can search something. Give a click on that option. Make it empty first.
Okay.
Now over there you need to type my my. First type my.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number one.
Yeah.
Then P, the letter P as in Peter P. Letter P. Then give us space.
Yeah.
Then address. Type address. Now you will receive an option called My 1P Address Location California. Do you see that? Any option comes up? Do you see any option comes up? Okay, give a click on the search option once again.
Am I going to end up with a bill from eBay? Is that what I'm going to end up with?
Yeah, it will end up. We will help you to cancel that bill right now, as well as blocking. First of all, we have to block those persons because they are in your system right now, and they will not allow you to block them right now. That is the reason we will help you to block them, first of all, and then we will cancel this purchase right now. From where they are doing that, I am just showing you. Just give a click on the search option once again, and you will type it correctly, what I am telling you. Give a click on the search option and type it correctly.
So who are you, dog? That's what I'm saying. So I'm not giving you
a discount. No, I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you any of your personal details over the phone call. You are just going to do it by yourself. How to do it, I will tell you only. Just give a click on the search option first of all, and I will let you know. I will not ask you any of your personal or financial information over the phone call. Can you open up a search page?
Yes.
Open up a Google Chrome search page, a Safari new search page. At the bottom where you can type on the search, you need to search on that once again. You will see an option which says My1P. Over there, you need to click on that. And you will get to see that. Yeah, put that over there and make a space. I'm telling you what you need to type next. You know, type my 1P address, then I will tell you.
Okay.
Now, do you see the third option, any option, third or second option, which says my 1P address location, California, the third option?
Yeah, okay.
Click on that. Yeah, click on that. Now, do you see any option which says what is my IP address? Click on that, the first one.
Yes.
Now, after that, what comes up, just do that, you know. It will generate your IP address from. Yeah, not a problem. Take your time. And are you using a Optus internet or are you using a Telstra?
Optus.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Now
you can see. Now I will just confirm you what is the IP address exactly. Just make it correct. Confirm me it is correct or not. It's 49.196.240.105. That is correct.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that is the IP location used by those persons who are misusing your information right now from California, US. It will be Mount View Road. Can you go back page? Can you go back? I will show you the location as well. Go back.
Yeah, okay, I'm back.
Go
yeah.
at the very top of the page. Scroll up. Go at the very top of the page. And now at the top, do you see my 1P address location? Click on that and make it empty. At the very top, do you see my 1P address location? Make it empty first.
Yeah, okay.
Now type over there google.com first. .com.
Yeah, okay.
Search for it.
Yeah,
and do you see any option which says Google? Click on the Google, the first one. Now there will be a search bar middle of the screen. Type over there my.
Yeah.
Give a space. Number one.
Yeah.
Now do you see any option comes up my 1P address location California? Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now the IP will change this time right now. Do you see the IP has been already, because the IP is fluctuating right now, so the IP, there is a new IP will be coming up onto your screen. Do you see anything new? IP comes up, this is 66.249.64.75.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is the location it is showing you? Can you tell me? It is showing you California.
North TV.
Do you see the location, IP location? Do you see the IP location?
Yeah, Mountain View, California.
Yeah, that is the reason. From that they are using your information from that place and they are doing this kinds of stuff, they are placing this kinds of orders. So what we need to do, we need to block them permanently right now. So can you please open what you need to do, first of all, I will help you out to block them. First of all, we have to check. So can you please open up your emails? Open up your emails. And you need to check your email that today, did you got any mail from eBay or any suspicious mail? Just let me know. You need to check it first. Okay, not a problem. What they are doing that. Now, what you need to do right now, you need to just log into your account first and check, do you see any suspicious transaction into your account or not? If it is a single dollar, just do let me know. We will put a report on that. Transaction right
now. Not on the eBay, sir.
Right now, we are trying to delete your eBay account permanently. I'm just talking about your bank account. Just check your bank account statement from your end.
Okay, mate. I am not going into my bank account. I'm just telling you, just check it.
But right now you have seen that the overseas people are in your right now on your phone, and it is the location is showing you California, US right now. You have already seen that. That's correct.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I don't know what that means. There's nothing.
You need to check the statement. Do you see any suspicious statement, like if it is a single dollar, let me know.
No, nothing.
Check all your accounts. If you have two or three banks, just check it. I have just located, and you are using three banks. I do believe you use Bankwest, Westpac, and the... And
I don't know what
Okay, let me tell you one thing. If you're done with eBay, those people have your information, your identity, and all that stuff. So they will do it from different websites as well, like Amazon and other websites, like a local shopping center. They can use it from there. If you cancel anything, they will get to know, and they will take all your money, all your information with them, and they will do illegal kind of stuff right now. It is the anti-fraud department of eBay that you are talking to, sir.
But there must be just close my eBay account, and they can't do anything.
Yeah, for that we have to block them. First of all, we have to block them, then we will disclose it right now. So can you just hold for a moment?
Listen, mate. You just blocked them, right? You've got the IP address, you've got all that, you just block them. Just do it, right? Do what you need to do. You don't need any more bank account details or anything.
No, I'm not. Did I ask you any of your bank account details over the phone call? This is a recorded line, sir. I'm just telling you, do it from all your end. All the things you will do it from your end. I'm not asking you to share any of your personal or financial information over the phone call.
I'm going to let this one. If I see something on my phone or my bank account, lock it and I'll close my account. I'll deal with my bank and things like that. eBay and Amazon and things like that, I don't really care about, you know,
so they can... Yeah, I understand that. Yes, I totally understand. But right now, I'm trying to help you to block them permanently from your internet line. And you are using Optus 4G right now network?
Yes.
That's the reason, sir. Yeah.
Just hold for a moment.
Let me talk with my manager. What is it telling you? What he will do it? Can you just hold for a moment? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what you need to do, I'm going to just fix an appointment with my manager that he will make you understand in a better manner. So what can you see on your cell phone screen, can you tell me? Okay, can you open up the number where you can see the number? Can you open up the Anydex application? There is the application in your cell phone which says Anydex. Can you please open it up once again where you can see the numbers, that is 169-664-813. When you see the numbers, just do let me know.
Yeah. I don't know what Anydex is. I'll just tell you that.
Do you see the numbers 169? Now, right now, again you will see, and again the security warning like it did before. You need to do it once again from the secure server.
Another person. I don't want you to access
my password. No. Right now, it is from the eBay secure server. You just did that before. It is from the security server of eBay, anti-fraud department. I told you.
So if I accept it, you can see anything that you can see on the phone?
No. It is the robotic server which will help you.
I'll tell you what. This conversation is over. I'm done. All right?